Hey, Bark Radio listeners. I'm still here in Denver, Colorado at Blog Paws, and with me today I have Maggie Martin of Oh My Dog Blog. And guys, this young woman is doing something extraordinary for breed-specific legislation. Welcome to Bark Radio, Maggie.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome, dear. So I learned about this before I came to Blog Paws. You started a postcard campaign, and I guess first I would ask you to tell our listeners why there needed to be one.
Sure. I think in Denver specifically, the breed-specific legislation has been in place since 1989. So this is long-standing legislation, and no one has ever stopped to take a look at it.
And what does it say?
Basically, it says that in the city of Denver, any dog that is perceived to be a pit bull, which doesn't even mean a bully breed.
Right.
Any dog that looks like a brindle boxer, for instance, could be confiscated.
A box-headed Labrador Retriever.
You got it.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty deplorable legislation, but no one has really done much to contest it in the city. So with Blog Paws coming to Denver, I thought, what a perfect opportunity to get 300 people in one room who all have an affinity for animal welfare.
You bet. Woohoo! What can you do? And you came up with an idea.
Yes, and I actually launched it about 6 weeks ago, and it has had, we've had postcards pouring in from all over the world. So this is beyond Blog Paws, it's beyond pet bloggers, it's beyond Denver, it's global.
Man, and how fabulous is that? Now, tell the folks what the postcards are about, what they're for specifically. What are you going to do with them?
I am collecting all the postcards to mail to the mayor of Denver. The goal being to flood his office with these postcards so he can't ignore it. So we're on track to send about 1,500 by Tuesday of this week.
Oh.
Which, yes, I'm very excited. And I think, you know, if you got 1,500 pieces of mail over the course of a few days, you'd probably notice.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
And I think, you know, hopefully it'll cause his assistant to have some processing and it's going to stop their work for at least an afternoon to
right.
kind of sit and sort through all these and figure out, you know, how
what's
are we gonna
going
to respond
on here?
To this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And have you got anything for after the mailings? What are you going
to
do then?
I do. Well, to coincide with the mailings, I'm sending out press releases to the local Denver media and then some national outlets as well, just to say, hey, these 1,500 pieces of mail are coming to Denver, and here's why.
Right.
And then following that, it's going to be kind of like a public relations campaign for pit bulls. So right now, one of the biggest problems, I think, with why breed-specific legislation is still in place is because people hear these horrible stories all the time.
Yep.
5 o'clock news, newspaper, every day you hear these awful stories. No one's telling the good stories.
Never.
For one thing. And nor are they telling stories of other breeds who bite people.
Oh.
You know, because really this is at the most basic level, it's about dog bites.
Well, it is. And did you hear about the study that was done not very long ago? Scientific study?
Was it the dachshunds and the
yes.
Labradors?
And it wasn't labs.
Oh.
It was, I think, was it Pomeranians? It was dachshunds at the top, and it was small breeds, right down the list.
Yeah.
And nobody takes that into consideration. Nobody knows that.
Exactly.
And anybody, I've talked to dog professionals over the years, whether they're in boarding facilities, vet techs, whatever. Whenever you ask them about dog bites, they'll tell you every single time it's small breed dogs. It's not
yes.
the big guys.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
The bully breeds are just like any other breed. They're just a dog.
Exactly. But they're a dog who the media has decided that they're the villain.
They're evil, yes.
And so now if you do kind of a cross-section of dog bite reports, all the headlines that have pit bull in them get all the clicks. Those are what the outlets are going to report. If they say, you know, Chihuahua bites
right.
two-year-old, no one's going to click on that. They're
right.
just going to move past it. That's not what's going to sell the newspapers. So.
And they also aren't going to click, sadly, on, you know, here's another Vic pit bull who's been rehabilitated and is now a therapy dog.
Yes, exactly. And I think people have become so accustomed to seeing this in the media that they just take it for truth.
What it is. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And how many news stories do you see that you say, you know, I'm going to research that a little more, and you look into it further? Probably not many. I know I don't.
The majority of people do not. And, you know, it's one of the reasons, sadly, I don't watch a lot of news, because I'm not real fond about how accurate most news reports are about anything, and especially about dogs, and dogs are my life. And they get it wrong all the time. And so I think it's so cool what you're doing. And,
thank you.
And it's really kind of magic that you were hoping for a couple hundred postcards, and you got 1,500?
Yes, and you know, actually, after I launched the campaign, I posted on my blog, I posted on Twitter and Facebook, and it was out there, and that night, I was laying in bed the entire night, just staring at the ceiling, thinking, oh, what have I done? What if no one...
What if no one sends a postcard?
Sends a postcard, and I thought, you know, this could... And I was just kind of up all night being very stressed about, what if no one sends a postcard? What if no one pays attention?
Right.
But it has been the Best Friends organization.
Oh, yeah.
Wrote about it on
did
their
they?
Website.
Oh, they're
they did.
Wonderful.
And I got dozens of postcards through them, which was wonderful. And it has really gotten a lot of attention, which I am so proud of everyone who has taken the time to do a postcard and to share their stories.
Oh, yeah. And all those wonderful bully breeds out there who get their old pictures on postcards, you know,
yes.
Their moms and dads are talking about them.
Yes. And, you know, before I mail them, which that's obviously the goal, I have been so lucky because for the past 6 weeks, I've gotten to read the most beautiful stories about people and their dogs and see these adorable pictures. I'm constantly laughing and smiling, and they're just gorgeous stories. So I'm trying to share those as well to get positive press out
Absolutely. Man, it's a wonderful thing you're doing. I love
it so much.
Well, this stuff has to stop in this country. It's insane. Judging a dog by his cover, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, Terry, my co-host in Bark Radio, and I, that the little that we know even about genetic testing and that sort of thing, people label dogs for what they're not. You can't tell by looking at a dog what a dog is.
Right.
It's impossible, and it just makes us crazy that it is done and that dogs die every day in this country because of their appearance.
Yeah, you know, and that is crazy. And the other thing is, it doesn't work. Breed-specific allergies. So the whole goal is to get rid of dog bites, right? But as we were saying earlier, all breeds bite.
Right.
And if you blame one breed of dog, you're taking all the responsibility off of people.
That's right.
And the responsibility needs to be on dog owners.
Individual dog owners,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what breed they have.
You train them right, you bring them up with positive dog training, you have them in your house, you love them, they're part of the family.
Exactly.
It's not an issue.
Yeah. Exactly.
So just on a personal note, tell me about your dog.
Well, I have two dogs. I have a Shepherd Mix Lucas, but of course my inspiration for this is my Staffy Mix Emmett, who is just the sweetest boy. He is a therapy dog, and we work with children, and we do two different programs. We do a literacy program, so he's
a reading dog.
Yes.
Oh, I love
it. And so I'm a writer, so when I started doing the therapy work, that was what I really wanted to do. But since then, he's great in really complex situations, and it's all of the great bully personality. You know, he's tolerant, and he's patient, and he's loving, and he can sit there and have a kid tug on his ear, tug on his tail, and he just wags and smiles his bully smile. So we're working right now with a group of kids who live at a mental health facility. They're residential kids, and we do pet therapy with them. So we go spend an hour with them, and we work on compassion and responsible pet ownership, and then we play. The kids are training Emmett to jump through a hoop and to run through a tunnel. It is so fun. It is wonderful, and he loves it. He has a blast. For the hour we're there, his tail never stops wagging, and he's giving kisses, and the kids, they look at me and they say, Emmett loves me. And I say, he does. And it totally cheers them up and it cheers me up. And we go home and he naps for 3 hours.
Right. I'm poop, Mom.
To recover.
My therapy job is just
exhausting.
It's
hard work. But he's great at it.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah.
He's one of many poster boys out there for his breed.
Yes. And that actually, to begin with, was why I wanted to do the therapy dog program, was I wanted him to be... I knew he was an ambassador.
Yeah.
I knew he was. I see him interact with people all the time. But I thought, if I have this piece of paper and this registration that says he passed these tests,
right,
then when people come up to me, and we do have a lot of people approach Emmett and I when we're out doing public events and things like that, who say derogatory things about his breed, and I can pull
you
this
educate.
Out. Yeah, I can pull. I say, sit and scratch him, and then we'll talk about him a little
right,
bit.
Right, give him a little hug, honey.
And then he leans into them and gazes up with his honey brown eyes, and they just love him.
You
they
know
walk
what?
Away
You're
with
describing
a smile.
My Murphy, my lab. It's the same personality. It's like,
yeah.
Pet me, I'm cute.
Yeah, exactly.
And pet me, it's my job, and I might lose my job, my therapy dog job, if you don't pet me.
And he loves his job. He loves his
That's
job.
Fabulous, so, yeah. Man. Well, one thing I'd love you to do, Maggie, is send me a picture of your boy so
oh,
I can include
I would love
it
to.
On our website.
Okay.
And now, let's see. How can our listeners learn about the results of this campaign?
Great question. I, right now, on ohmydogblog.com, mm-hmm. I have a tab at the very top, and it's the biggest tab so that everyone sees it, and it says Campaign to End BSL.
Cool.
And when you click on it, right now, it has all of the how to send in your postcard, how to create and send it in. Once they mail, I'm going to change all the content to be a constant status update.
Excellent. So yeah. We'll put your link on Bark Radio's website.
Wonderful.
And that way folks can keep up with you. And I thank you so much for doing this, Maggie. Not the interview, but for what you've done for BSL in Denver and hopefully all over the country.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
You take care now.
You too.